Lord Jesus Christ, last week I started to explain that the confession is threefold. You have the preparation part, then you have the actual confession, and then there's this repentance part of the confession. So today and the next week I will be talking in depth on how to prepare for confession. It is a broad topic, and to be honest, if we only focused on the preparation for confession, it would take us longer than the whole Lent to actually get the full image. I will try to condense it so we can get an idea what it is. Preparation for confession is a healing process on its own. When we start to even think about going to confession, we are already starting healing process within us. Now, let us not be confused with the thought that we can only think and not do. If we want to heal ourselves and our soul, we have to go through the whole confession. Preparation for confession is very important because we cannot rely on ourselves or on our conscience or when we feel guilty to go to confession. Over the years, the society itself has become very numb to bad things and the things that were not acceptable just 10 years ago are now considered to be normal. The same thing is with us. When we see that the society loosened up, so we too loosen up. When we are in a group of people who swear, for us it becomes a new normal and our conscience will become more dull because we think that swearing is okay. No. And I wish the swearing was the biggest issue. Sadly, it is not. Preparation for confession and confession must be part of our prayer rule. It is always good to talk to a spiritual father or father confessor about these things. It is good to ask this question during confession or spiritual direction. Father, how often should I come for confession? Once a month? Every 2 weeks, every week, every day. And then there are so many other questions that we can ask. And these questions will make you more accountable to your priest. And who doesn't like schedule also? When we know that it is our time to go to confession, then we know how to organize our life around that day, putting confession to be first and foremost. When we have this kind of schedule, then we also get to live from confession to confession. And as I mentioned last week, when we write our sins, when we prepare for confession, and then when we confess the sins, then right after confession, we are given a new slate, a new page. And to put it simply, after that, our goal is to sin less, to remove the bad habits from our life, so we don't sin anymore. Some sins require little to remove. Some require a lot of effort from us to remove them. And that's okay. As long as we confess them, we receive help from above. When we have this schedule, we can create silence around us and in our heart. This is where we start the process of discovering our sins. When we want to talk to someone in a loved environment, we do everything in our power to listen to them. So it is the same thing with us and our conscience. If there is no silence, nothing good will come out of confession. Sometimes, and this is sometimes what I do my preparation in my car. I sit in the parking lot and create the quiet environment. You gotta do what you gotta do. But when we prepare for confession the right way, there is no other way than feeling rejuvenated after coming out of the confession. Something beautiful. For today, I'll stop here. But my final thought from, I think it was St. John Chrysostom, is that if you condemn yourself now, you won't be condemned. Meaning, If we do our diligence to go to confession and confess every sin we know we committed, then at the judgment day, God will be very merciful to us. Glory to Jesus Christ.